So this is our connections over coffee. We're a networking and connecting type. And there's William back again. There you go, William. I'll bring you back up. We lost you for a moment. I think he maybe is maybe switching or got bumped off, but he's coming back on. So William, thank you for coming back on. Anyway, we are connections over coffee, and we're just here to connect and network. And I want to share my screen and show everyone where to find us on the internet. So the first thing is in a meetup group, and this is all of our meetups. I have these nine, and if you see they're color-coded, the ones that have the same colors are in the same lane. And for those of you that have been with me for a while, know that I have narrowed my lanes down. And so you see three real estate events here in yellow. You see the two orange are the business. And then we have the one that's kind of an aqua teal color is our fitness. I have two that are in the writer's lane. And then today we're in this connections over coffee. So you can find us here on Meetup. You can also find us here on Facebook. And again, we're connections over coffee. And there's the same little logo, tells a little bit about us. And you can see our URL up here. And last but not least, this is the Kathy Benner International Academy. And if you want to listen to any of the replays, once you go to Kathy Benner International Academy, come over here to the More button. And when you drop that down, you can find our networking and connecting. And if you connect on that, then this is where you find all of, and I'll have to move our faces over here again. This is where you can find all of our 2024 replays. Okay, so you can click on that. And we're just getting started in 2024. And so when you pull that up, it tells a little bit about what we are about. And when you scroll down, you see that we just have the one replay here. And our topic was reconnect. So today, and I'm going to go back to our Facebook because I just did a little post earlier this morning about what we're about. So this is an easy place to start. And again, welcome, rock stars of life. It says, are you ready to embark on a journey of connection, inspiration, and positive change? So join me, Kathy, and Carmela for Connections Over Coffee, a virtual party on Zoom where the vibes are good, the connections are genuine, and the laughter is contagious. Sherry and I were like, yay, we see each other today. Leave the sales pitch and pressure behind. This is your invitation to simply enjoy good company and elevate each other. So the first topic we always talk about is how to reconnect, which means rediscover what makes your heartbeat and your soul sing. Define your superhero identity and the impact that you want to make on the world around you. Step number two is impact. Transform your daily routine to a meaningful celebration of service. Wake up each morning knowing you're not just successful, but actively contributing to positive change. And that's our topic for today. Step three is to storify. Once you do step one and two, then you can craft your story into a powerful narrative that inspires others to join the movement. Become a storyteller of positive change, sharing tales and ignite hope and motivation. And then number four is to elevate. Be the rock star who leads by example, spreading the good vibes and inspiration wherever you go. Build a community of change makers who celebrate and support each other's growth. So for those of you that know me, you know that I am all about these four steps. I'm all about promoting you and what you're doing. And so if business conversation comes into the conversation, that's totally fine. But my goal is to find a way that no matter what I do on a daily basis, that it continues to make an impact around the world. And so that's what we want to talk about. So I'm going to stop sharing my screen there. That lets everyone know where to find us. And I'm going to jump over here for just a moment. I'm going to let Carmela in and I'm going to let Debbie in. So everybody come into the room here. It'll take just a moment for them to get back on board with us. Perfect. So I'm going to start and I want to go around the room and have everybody answer the question. And one of the things that I am going to ask everyone to think about is how can you create some sort of an impact in your world that automatically happens when you do X every day, Y happens. Think of something that it is an automatic thing. So you don't have to stop and make a decision. Because so for so many of us, and I don't know if you're like me, for so many of us, every time we want to give or make an impact in our world, we have to stop and make a decision. We have to say, am I going to contribute to this? And you have to stop and go. And I don't know about you, but so many times I'm busy and I have good intentions. And you see something on television and you're like, oh, I really should donate to that. Like St. Jude's, that's a perfect example. We all see those St. Jude commercials. And it's like, I could contribute to St. Jude, but did I ever get around to it? It's one of those things you just never quite get around to it. So what can you do in your world? And maybe it's something as simple as signing up through a platform like St. Jude, that every month something goes out of your bank account and you're donating and you're helping a greater cause. But what can you connect? And so here's my example, and I'm going to start so that everybody has a moment to think about what it is they could do. But my example is I got connected to a company called B1G1. And B1G1 is you give one, you buy one, and you give one. And so where I connected the link to my B1G1 was to my membership site. So for anyone that joins my membership site, I then give impacts around the world. And it's everything from fresh water to education to planting trees. And it's everything that I can do to make the world a better place. Sally is our in-house travel agent. Sally, welcome. And you see her there. She said it best when she said, when you travel, when you broaden your travel experience, you realize that around the world, we all want the same things. We just want our families to be happy and healthy and have, a roof over our heads and good food and fresh water. And we all want the same things. And it's that small handful of powerful people that they're after more money and more power. The rest of us, we just want to be happy. We just want to be happy. And so traveling makes you realize that everybody really just wants the same thing. And there is such great people all around the world. And I love to travel. That's why Sally's one of my favorite people because she's always has these great trips. So check out her website. But anyway, when I wanted to make a difference in this world, that's when I decided I had to come up with some way that it happened automatically because life gets busy. And after a while, I just never get around to it. You know what I mean? I just never quite get around to it. And so that's why I wanted to make that connection. Now, I'm going to show you a little bit how that works. And I'm letting everybody else think. Now, don't edit. I don't want everybody to feel like, oh my gosh, Kathy's got this all figured out and I don't. That's okay, because it starts with just an idea. And so today I want to just give you the idea. This is my homepage. And when you look again at the more button here, and this is where we scroll down to the networking and connecting, I actually have, let's see if I can find it. Oh, here's my giving page. I actually created a giving page on my website for that reason. And as you come down to my giving page, I have four things that I'm automatically giving to each month. One is the Stephanie Myla Jenkins Initiative. That is a nonprofit that I started because I had a partner in my real estate investing, and she passed away during the COVID. And so I started along with Kyle, which is another part of our team, the three of us. And Kyle and I started this scholarship program. So we help folks get licensed into the real estate industry because Stephanie loved her real estate license in the industry so much. And so that's our way of giving back in honor of Stephanie. Then I also just recently started donating some scholarships to the Foster Hub, which is a group that actually helps foster kids who are aging out of the system. And they, some of them are very entrepreneurial, but they don't have any leadership or guidance or mentors. And so, with my scholarship, I can kind of be their mentor. And so, they're sending me a couple of students every year. And then, every month, a portion goes toward B1G1. And this is the company that I was telling you about. They do all the background work on these organizations, so you don't have to. Sometimes we think, oh, we want to help and we want to donate, but how much of the money is actually going to get to where it's supposed to go? Or is it, like I said before, is it just rich people getting richer over some nonprofit and the money isn't really getting used the way you'd like to see it be used? Well, this group, they do all that background work for you. And I've done my research on them, and then I know they do their research on all the organizations that come on board. So I feel confident that I can use them. And then last but not least, through our local chamber of commerce, I'm also giving away a scholarship program there. So when you scroll down on my giving page, and this is what I want to show you, here is our giving map. And so you can click on this picture to learn about the Stephanie Myla Jenkins, here for the Foster Hub, here for the B1G1, and then finally one under that for the Chamber of Commerce. But I was able to embed this right into my website. The impacts just in January and February, so far we've made 7,135 impacts. And that is just connected to the folks that join one of my membership sites. So just so you kind of see how it works. And again, don't get hung up on the technology, like, oh, Kathy's got it all connected. I do, but I had to work to get there. For those of you that have been following me for a while, you know that I have not had this forever. This is something new where these impacts show up. So I just added this recently and I wanted to show everyone how it worked. And so for every day that goes by, this impact number gets bigger because every time with my membership site, it's a monthly $25 a month fee. It automatically comes out every month. So every month, those impacts happen all over again. So then as more folks join and as every month they renew, those impacts just get bigger and bigger and bigger. So my whole point in showing you this is to say that it just doesn't take a huge amount of effort to make a huge difference at the other end. And so I want everyone to think about, and it can be something a whole lot more simple than what I'm doing, but I want everybody to think about what is it that you can do that can make an impact. So I'll let you raise your hand. I don't want to put anybody on the spot. Yes, Mohammed, I see you there. Go ahead and tell us how can you make an impact?
Hello everyone. Hello Kathy. It's the very first time seeing you. Good to see you guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Wonderful. So the way you are making impact is phenomenal. I appreciate you connecting to 7,000 people and changing their lives or adding something to their lives are really, I think, a feeling that I can feel. I am the founder of the Usama Group. And I have a couple of different startups. From one of them is Pakistan Freelancing Plus, where I am on a mission to inject $1 billion into Pakistan's IT export industry in the upcoming years. I just
Okay.
completed my graduation with software engineering, and I have already injected $50,000-$60,000 by training our youth, providing them laptops, scholarships to export their skills to the international freelancing industry. So now our students have changed their life by receiving laptops from us, receiving education, and we still continue to do more. And we believe we will be able to, by God willing, soonest possible, as much as possible. I'm making new collaborations and, we just made a collaboration with Kuala Lumpur today. A company will take bulk websites from us. They will sell the website for out of our students to their clients. And I'm just working on that for Pakistan Freelancing Plus. So this is how I am trying to make an impact. Thank you so much. It was a little bit longer than I expected. Thank you so much.
Oh, Mohammed, thank you. You're way ahead of me, it sounds like. So,
Oh my God. Can I join you as a panelist? Okay. Thank you so much.
yes, absolutely. So, thank you so much for joining. We've got V in the audience, and we'll give her an invite to see if she wants to join the call as well. So, thank you so much. Anyone else?
So, Kathy,
Yes.
Oh,
I realized that just like a month or so ago. What I do with Olivedale, those motor coach trips, that is a way of giving back.
Absolutely,
Because
absolutely.
I provide those trips. I mean, I make money, but not, I mean, not
It's a
like I
labor
live out
of
in
love, I
Malibu, but
understand.
it's a labor of love. It is. But I'm so glad I can provide those trips to people. And they love it. Sit back, relax, and you don't have to worry about anything.
Yes, Sally, for our listeners that are maybe not familiar, explain a little bit about what that is and what your trips are about so that they understand the context.
I own Mermaid Travel. I'm the solo owner of it. but I do provide group trips for seniors, and a lot of them are motor coach trips. Debbie's been on one. You've been on some of my other tours, Kathy. But the motor coach trips provide, they're a way for people who would not normally be able to travel around the United States. It's a way for them to very economically do it.
Yes.
The trips are, wouldn't you agree, Debbie? The trips are just jam-packed full of stuff you wouldn't ordinarily see, and they're reasonably priced. We went, I think, the trip out to when we went to Yellowstone and Devil's Tower, and it was a 12-day motor coach trip. It was $1,600 a person, but that included most of your meals, your transportations, your entrance into the parks. It just includes almost everything. And
Well, and what I'm learning, Sally, is as the older that I get, when I see folks that are widows or widowers, they feel like their days of sharing travel is over because they always traveled with a spouse. And when they find themselves in their senior years on their own, they feel like, well, I guess maybe I won't get to do that anymore. And this is an opportunity where they can travel with another group and feel included. So it's that inclusiveness that it's huge. So it's doing more than just helping them travel. It's making them a part of community that
right.
they feel they can connect with. And all of us need that. And that's why this call, which is networking and connecting, it's about making that community connection and feeling like you're part of something larger. So, Sally, thank you for that. That's perfect. Anyone else want to share?
Sure, I will share.
Okay, Sherry. And
I
Carmela, I see your hand, Carmela. We'll go to you next.
have a I'm an author. I have a book on my website, and they have two choices. They can either buy the book and get it shipped to them, or they can buy the book, I will sign it, and I will ship it to them. And that $5 difference, I take that $5 and I donate it to a dyslexia resource that is a nonprofit. I don't always do the same resource. Last year, I did the Pennsylvania branch of the International Dyslexia Association. Other years, I've done other organizations like Read First and some other those. So at the end of, like in December, I tally up who bought that differential, and I donate that to one organization.
Sherry, just like with Sally, tell us a little bit about your background and what you do and what dyslexia even means for our listeners that maybe don't know.
Sure. So I help teachers understand where to place sensory-based, multisensory-based interventions within their treatment plans and their lesson plans. So one of the things that I was noticing is that people were doing great at doing exercise with the kids in the classroom, but it always wasn't always at the right time to maximize the benefit. So I go into the classrooms and I talk to the teachers about the best time to engage activities in the classroom. It may not always be something that's cardio based, but yet sometimes it is. And so I am My background is neuroscience and sensory processing, and so I go out and I talk to them about that. What I originally got into this for is I was seeing a problem with kids that are gifted and kids that have learning disabilities, both have trouble with spelling. And how can I help kids overcome spelling challenges? And what really threw me is how can a gifted kid be a problem, have a problem with spelling, and yet 6.4% of the population does. So I kind of got into that at that point, where dyslexia is a disability in reading, dysgraphia is a disability in writing, dyscalculia is a disability in mathematics, and they all fall under a category called specific learning disabilities in the Bible of Mental Health, which is the DSM-5.
Wow, Sherry. Kudos to you for putting all of that together. Yes. Yes.
So I try to help make it simple, but it mm-hmm. sounds complicated. But yeah. So
but in your world, it's not complicated, because, and in the teacher world, the teachers that you're trying to connect with, it's not complicated because they're dealing with this every day in their classrooms. And so this is information that they need to have. And
more recently I've started calling myself the lesson plan whisperer, because all the teachers say is, I hear you in my head, because I'm not there all the time, but yet they can, the things that I'm suggesting to them, they're starting to grasp onto, and they can, you know, that audible voice when you have somebody coaching you along the way, the lesson plan whisperer.
I love that. That's great. That's great. Well, and your hard work does not go unnoticed. I've seen you grow from authoring your first book into a full-fledged business around this. So yes. So Sherry, thank you for that. Carmela, you had your hand up. Would you like to share? And Carmela is my co-host, by the way, my co-host, co-mod for this particular call. Carmela and I, we started this together a couple of years ago. And she took her hand down and went on mute because she might be working today. Are you in the office, Carmela? Can you share?
No, I was driving because I'm having a procedure done this afternoon. So a friend's taking me because my husband has court.
So. Ah, her husband is an attorney, for those of you that maybe don't know that. So yes, Carmela, go ahead and share with us.
So sorry, I'm not on screen, everyone, but you know my heart, and I was like mentoring, which I still am, and helping, you know, some of the young girls and stuff. And whenever they need, that's my part of really making an impact and giving back whatever they need and being there for them. Well, I've kind of like branched off, and I'm helping like at church with like some of the kids and trying to do things to get them more involved, and you know, coming up with different activities and stuff, because you know we have new pastors, so some of the kids, you know, they suffer, you know, it's like they don't have parents, it's like right there with them. So whether they need help with different little things, you know, I try to get people, and we try to partner them up. So I've been working my hands at doing that and trying to come up with something there, where it's not always me, because I've gotten a few lectures in the past few weeks that I do too much.
Uh-huh.
And I never keep still, and I don't know how not to, but I need to slow down because things have gotten worse with my parents. So I'm really going to have to, whether I like to or not, but I really get fulfillment out of giving back to the young kids and being there for them and helping them with like homework and things where they don't get that at home, being there. And then also being that person, you know, for the young ladies to talk to and just do something. And sometimes, you know, maybe like for a conference or something that's encouraging for them and building up their education. And, I went to a meeting Saturday, so there's like something else I may be getting involved with, giving back to the community of Lima. So, which is still helping, you know, young kids with whatever their career goals, if it's not college, you know, maybe a trade or something where, you know, give them that opportunity to, you know, intern or work in that field.
Carmela, tell the listeners that maybe don't know where you're coming to us from normally. I mean, your home base.
I'm in Northwest Ohio. I'm in Lima, Ohio. I'm like this little place where I'm literally either an hour and a half to 2 hours from the big cities like Columbus, Cincinnati, Toledo, Cleveland. I'm a little bit more, but I'm Detroit, literally like 2 hours away, anywhere between 2 and 3 hours. So I'm like right smack in the middle. So Northwest Ohio.
And tell the folks a little bit, without going into maybe too much detail, when you said that your parents were needing more care.
My mom has developed dementia, and actually in the past 2 weeks, she's like escaped. She's an escape artist, and they had to call the police to get her. So aww. I'm kind of embarrassed because her face was on the Marion police website, aww, you know, Facebook site. So I'm like, oh my God, my mom's first mugshot.
Well, don't be embarrassed. Anyone that has ever cared for parents with dementia, we get it. We understand. Trust me. The older we get as children, the more likely we're going to have parents that we need to take care of. So we understand. So do not feel embarrassed.
Carmela, my grandfather actually opened up the door at the back seat of the car while my uncle was driving and ended up rolling down the highway 50 yards.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I understand what you're going through, but just be careful that you engage those childproof locks.
That's, you know, and the thing of it is, I live an hour away and I drive back and forth when I, you know, in between, and I schedule appointments. Now my dad, my sister-in-law, which is Kathy's niece, she's been helping me a lot. She checks my mom's blood pressure, sugar, and things. She's learning where to see if they're like trying to snow her, so to speak, because older people, they get creative, you know, and they tend to lie. But she's helped me out a great deal since my brother works a lot. My other brother has kind of started staying with them. He's like, I didn't realize everything that you did. And so now he's having to deal with it. I'm like, I'm one person. Last time I checked, they had 3 kids. So I can make decisions, but I need some extra hands on. So he's been helping, and my dad just fell. So we don't know, because he was in the Vietnam War and has shrapnel on his leg, and they think that's starting to affect him now. So he can barely walk. But they're still like kids, and they treat me like I'm 5. So I don't understand that concept, but
it's what it is. It's what it is. I took care of parents. Sherry took care of parents. Yep, we get it.
Yes, but this is my relief here. I like this. I like everything that Kathy has. So,
well, we appreciate you being here, Carmela, and best of luck on whatever your procedure is later today. We hope it goes quickly and that you're back home and wearing all the hats that you wear. She also works in her husband's attorney's office. So yes, yeah, so she's wearing all the hats.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyone else? Yes, William.
Yep. Yep. So I'm so excited to be here. So yeah, I'm a freelance web developer. So I'm running IT consulting web service. IT consulting service. So I help business owners to grow their business through their website. So my ideal customers may be frustrated by their website. So I help business owners to build customer-centric website so they can easily convert the website visitors to purchase their website, their service. So they can make more money on their website. So I'm gonna solve these problems by designing customer-centric website and implement in realistic website. So I'm doing those both website designing and developing. So yeah, I just started my business. So I'm actively looking for the clients. So that's why I am here. So in today's meeting, in today's meeting, I have clear goal. So if I can meet to someone who I can help to improve their website, it'd be great. Yeah, first goal. And second goal, if I cannot meet, that's okay. So if I can book one-to-one call for referral, so if I can meet anyone, can introduce me the business owners running the have their website. Yeah, so I want to book one-to-one call for referring anyone here. Yeah.
Okay.
That's all. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Where are you coming to us from, William?
Yes, I'm located in Louisville, Kentucky, United States. Yeah, East Coast. Yeah, that's
okay. Okay. Well, welcome. We're glad you're here, and thank you so much for sharing. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
I teach a lane called Build a Better Business, and we talk about putting together our website. And sometimes we have the vision, we know what we want it to say, but we don't have that technical piece on how to make it look the way we want it to look. So that's where you come in. So thank you so much for being with us.
Right.
And if you'd like, yeah, just drop your information in the chat. It goes out to all of the panelists in the chat. So if you make sure that you mark everyone, V is the only one that's not up as a panelist. So if you mark everyone before you comment, V will get to see it as well.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Elise, hi. It's so good to see you. So what would you like to share today?
Well, I was kind of following along with all the conversation. It is great to hear everything about everybody. It's wonderful to meet you. Hello, my name is Elise. I help creatives to orchestrate the mundane so that they can focus on the money. That involves just like William, kind of helping people with their sites, as well as building courses and doing technical things such as that. One of the things that I was hearing was how we were helping people. I am giving away a website and or a website refurbished. So I will enter my information in the chat if you know anybody who is just kind of ready to get their website redone, or they're looking to make their first one like a splash page. That would be an ideal client for me. And that would be amazing. And then secondly, we were talking about how we help people and hearing like Sally talk about, you know, elders. I think that my gift to this world is coaching 16-year-old girls. I don't know what it is. That's my age range for volleyball. And
Elise
that,
is an amazing volleyball coach, by the way. That's her history.
Yes. Thank you so much. It's slowly become such a passion to like really help kids, because if you don't like kids, just like Sherry can agree, if you don't like kids, I don't know why you work with kids, because it's what you have to enjoy. And I think that it's also helped me as a person, because I really have to go back to that time in my life and what was important to me, what's important to them. And I think that's really important in our businesses as well, because we're always talking to our ideal person, our avatar, and we have to really step into, as Kathy will say, like enter the conversation in their mind instead of making them enter the conversation in yours. And if anybody has any kids or has worked with 16-year-olds, you know, you gotta get in the back of that head and wonder what, you know, how you can help them and how you can work through their situation. So I appreciate everyone's information and everyone's share. I think that everybody's doing a great job and just being here in general. So thank you.
Oh, Elise, thank you so much. Tell everyone where you're coming to us from.
Yes, from Columbus, Ohio. So big city girl, but really a small time feel. So
yep, I get it. I get it. I am in Sarasota, Florida at the moment. So yes, the sun is shining, and I don't know what the temperature is here today, but I think I saw some Ohio pictures. There was snow on the ground. It's 74 here right now. I know. Don't hate me.
Thanks, Kathy. Thanks.
Anyone else? We have some that haven't shared yet. Sherry says it's 52 in Eastern Pennsylvania. Carmela played volleyball many moons ago. V shared, she's not a panelist at this time, but she authors books on finance to help people with money problems. And hers is fiscallyfit.gumroad.com. So V is just in the listening mode with us today. I invited her up and she decided to just listen in today. Multitasking, maybe, as many of us do. I get it. Miriam, anything you'd like to share, or Debbie? And V, you're scheduled to talk. You can actually, if you don't want to be on camera, you can still share with us if you'd like. Anyone we haven't heard from yet?
Hi. Hi. I'll go ahead and just add a little, just because you keep saying something, Kathy.
Okay.
But good morning, everyone, or good afternoon. I'm just going to speak very briefly and then let the rest of you go ahead and have at it. So my name is V. It's actually Valerie Snipes, and I just use V for short. But I author books on finance and credit repair and building to help people with their money problems. The site that I put out, my books aren't yet loaded, but you can always just come check and see where we are with it. And you could put your email in and subscribe. And what's going to happen is that'll come over to me so that when the books are actually loaded up, then I would be able to send a link over to you. So that is my role here. I am really big on people just handling their money in a better way. I think everybody can. It really is not impossible. I've helped people save thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. You just have to be willing to go through the process, just like you went through the process of getting yourself into trouble, having those problems. So it's doable, and I enjoy it. And that's my spiel.
V, thank you so much. For those of you that don't know, I also have a real estate lane, and V and I, we hold hands a little bit when it comes to real estate investing. So yeah, she knows about money. So connect with her if you're interested in that topic, as we all are at some point. Because again, the more money we have, the more people we can help. And so I can really appreciate everything that she's putting together there. It looks like there's some information coming into the chat. So for everyone, if you put something over there, make sure that you mark it to everyone so everyone can see it. If you want to, you can just click on the three little dots right where you start to comment in the chat. If you click on those three little dots, there should be a place where, maybe it just shows where you can chat, but there should be a place where you can save the chat. If anybody can help me out, maybe William, since he's into the computer guru stuff. But if not, you can make a screen print. So if you're on your phone or on your computer and you want to save somebody's information, worst case is just make a screen print and make sure that you keep that information. Anyone else want to share? Miriam, you started to share. Would you like to share?
Yeah, this is, I also work in finance. So I believe the way that I try and really help people is just, instead of like pushing for a certain solution or product, it's just help people know what they don't know. And I think that's just the most important part, is people have a hard time knowing what to do with their money because they feel like they have to blindly trust someone else with finances and financial information. And I feel like a lot of what I do is helping people know more so that they feel more comfortable with whatever solution they decide to go with. But what I wanted to share about, you mentioned, you know, impacting people's lives, and this might be really, really silly, and it's such a small thing that I like to do, but that I've done since I was 10, is just baked goods. And it's such a small thing, but I've always loved baking, and I want to one day like open my own cafe. And what I used to do from time to time is just, I'd wake up super early in the morning, make like 100 cookies, and just walk around the school hallway and, you know, just hand it out to whoever looks my way and says, "Oh, are those cookies? Yeah, have one." And it's a little harder now that I don't have a school to like walk around in, but uh-huh. Sometimes I'll bake some baked goods and I'll hand some to the receptionist at my, you know, apartment building or at the office. And I feel like it's such a small thing that can really help make someone's day. You never know when someone's having a bad mm-hmm. day or having a hard time. And it's a good way to just give someone something to smile about, start conversations, I don't know. I felt like I feel like I've had days where I was just feeling so poorly, and someone just sharing a tiny bit of food just really makes the world of a difference. And so I've always loved being able to share sweets with people as a way to just make someone's day maybe even slightly a little bit better.
Miriam, that's huge, actually, because it is the small things that make a difference. And I think that's what I was trying to instill on my website, is the fact that when somebody joins one of my membership sites and I do a small little impact, so I'm doing it in perspective, Miriam. Some of my impact. And my internet's telling me that I'm frozen. Does everybody still see me? Give me a nod if you could still hear and see me. Yeah, okay. Some of my impacts are only like 68 cents, but it will buy lunch for a student in some third world country. And how huge is that? That my 68 cents actually bought somebody their lunch that day. And so that cookie is probably has made a bigger blessing in folks' lives than maybe what you even realize. So yeah, don't ever think that something is too small, because if all of us just did something that small every day, think of how much better the world would be. Think of how much the world would be a better place. And I think at the end of the day, that's the message that I want everyone to take away today, is that you can do some small things to just make the world a better place every day. I didn't get to ask Miriam, where are you coming to us from?
I'm coming from Chicago. I moved here about 6 months ago, and that's, yeah, downtown Chicago.
Yes, I love a big city. Love it, love it, love it. New York, Chicago, my favorite cities. V, I forgot to ask you to share where you're coming from. Where are you coming to us from? And V may be on to multitasking. She said she was going to talk and then going to let us have at it. So it could be that she's multitasking. But V is in Central Ohio, I think. Debbie, I saw you raised your hand. Go ahead and share, Debbie, and welcome. It's so good to see you.
It's good to see you too. It's been a while. And I was having issues with my video, so that's why I was not raising my hand so quickly.
Okay, well, I love that you're on. Thank you.
My name is Debbie Marks, as you can see, and I've come up with a word for the year called urgency. And my title is actually worthiness coach. I help people with showing them a way of acquiring better wellness, living in their home, in also physically and mentally. And I just enjoy what I do, and I am starting to give back with helping the youth in my church. They're going to I just yesterday witnessed their testimonies coming back from snow camp, and they are going now to raise money to go to summer camp. And it just touched my heart so much yesterday that and I mean I've you know how you go someplace and you listen, but then you go again and you listen again, and it's a whole different feeling that you come
Sometimes you
away with.
listen. Yeah, sometimes you listen and sometimes you hear.
Exactly. So I'm also a writer. I'm writing a book, my memoirs. And so if anybody's, interested in learning more about what I do for health and wellness, let me know.
Yes, Debbie is connected to a company called Melaleuca, and it's all holistic products. And so that's how she can bring better health and more wholeness to your entire environment because of all of her organic products. So Debbie, we appreciate you. She
Thank you.
also is a homesteader. She has a blog, and she also, like she said, is a writer and is writing her memoir. So yes, follow Debbie. Oh, and she has a podcast, one Friday a month. And William, you might want to connect with her and Mohammed both. One Friday a month, she interviews folks to help promote their products and services. So anyone that's on the call that would like to be on her podcast, let her know. Yeah, so
Yeah,
connect with.
I should have mentioned one other thing. In January, I relaunched my business, period. You know how you have life gets in the way, and I've got 9 grandkids, and I will attest, Elise is a phenomenal volleyball coach. She has done wonders for my granddaughter, and who now has 2 more colleges looking at her for scholarships for her when she's done next year. So it's amazing. But yes, I've relaunched my business. I want to get out there and want people to see that there are so many people looking for America-made products that are made here, shipped here, developed here. Anything you want a title put to it, it's done here in America. So you don't have to wait the 6 months for your tide to come over from Taiwan or Singapore. And that's what's very, very important. And we've been in business for 38 years. And a year ago, we launched our Riverbend Ranch. And you probably have heard Glenn Beck talking about United States beef grown. Well, we are one of those companies now that we have launched our own Riverbend Ranch beef. And I'm telling you, my husband and I went out for a prime rib dinner for our anniversary. And when we finished, we go, it does not even compare to, and we went to Castaways. We came away with a really bad not liking it. So just, reach out to me. I'd love to share. And if it's something for you, great. If it's not, I work on referrals.
I love that, Debbie. Thanks for sharing that. For those of you that are listening in, Castaways is a local little restaurant between me and Debbie and anybody that lives in our area. It's kind of a hidden little gem, but every so often, and they're known to have good meals, but every so often you might not get the best cut because we all know that it does change over time, good and bad. It kind of flows. No matter where you are, if you're a beef eater. But anyway, Debbie has great products. Again, what she was saying is that they're all American made. And of course, that's important, maybe if you're in America. If you're not, then something locally in your area that is organic. So we're all about just being healthier and just making better choices wherever we are. Ruth, you have your hand up. Go ahead and share.
I'm Ruth, and I actually come from Kansas, so I'm outside the loop of all the people in Ohio. I did have an aunt and uncle that lived in Lima many years, so, and I had family up in Northwest. I still have a lot of family in Columbus, amazingly enough. It kind of goes in a loop, your connections. And my sweet spot is relationships, and both professional and personal, to the insights, sharing those, and what you can do to take your relationships to the next level. And as far as giving back, I thought, I share these things with friends, I share them with different people that want to know. But I've also just started a book club, and we're doing Atomic Habits. And this is a free, no strings attached book club that is giving back. In fact, I was listening to, and if you want more information on that, it would be on my link tree that I put in the chat, but also you can reach out to me too. But I was listening to a podcast where James Clear, who's the author of that, was talking, and he is big on doing your habits and creating your habits around a process and your identity. But then he said one question that has stuck with me for a couple hours, and he says, determine what your ideal day looks like, or your ideal week, or your ideal month. And that's going to change as you go through different seasons. And then create your processes or your systems around what you consider your ideal day, week, or month.
Ruth, I love that. Yeah, that's very important because sometimes, as they say, sometimes instead of the dog wagging the tail, we feel like the tail is wagging the dog. There are days that we feel like our life just takes on its own personality and we're just hanging on, and we're running around with our hair on fire trying to keep up. And so I think that is so important is to decide what you want your life to look like and then reverse engineer that and go back to what systems and practices can you put in place to where you are more likely to have your days look like you want them to look. So that's huge. So join the book club. It's on her link tree. If you scroll just a comment or two up in the chat, you'll see Ruth Pierce, and her link tree there is Ruth Pierce Time to Fly. And if you click through on that, you'll find the link to the book club. Yeah, very good.
And
Yeah.
we've only had one session, and there's going to be six. So we have just barely touched the surface. And there's
Okay.
so many golden nuggets even in what we've done. I think probably most of you guys have read that book. But I've determined that it's one I need to read every year.
Now, Ruth, let me encourage you, and I know you on your website, am I correct that you have a link to your book on your website?
No, I don't. My
Because Ruth is
website
also an author, so go ahead.
okay, it's only on Amazon. There may be a link to the Amazon deal on my link tree. I am redoing reconstructing my website to get it to the products that I'm now offering.
Okay.
And so that's in process. But yes, I did write a book several years ago. It's called Time to Fly. And I have not always been good at relationships, and so it was the things that was kept me stuck that keep a lot of people stuck. And then also the environment that you need to have in order to grow.
I love that. Ruth, thank you so much for sharing. We are at the top of the hour, and I want to go around the room one last time. And I know you're all in a different order on your screen than what you are on my screen. But I'd like for everyone to give what maybe a big takeaway today is. And I'll start my takeaway for today. And again, it's just listening to everyone on the call and especially to Miriam about the cookies. My big takeaway today is nothing is too small. Nothing is too small to make an impact on the world. Nothing is too small to start that ripple effect and make the world a better place. Sherry, I'm going to ask you, what is your big takeaway for today?
You need to find the unmute button. Okay. My big takeaway is I am so excited for you, Kathy, because your podcast and the people that are connecting with you are coming from so far away from Columbus. It's exciting to me to see that you're expanding.
Yes, I again set your intentions first. This goes to what we were talking about, to reverse engineer what you want your day to look like. I wanted my business to be international. And so I created the Kathy Benner International Academy long before I had any international members in my organization because I wanted to set that goal for myself. And I had to put it out there to the universe that I wanted my world to be an international world, not I wanted it to be global. I want to be a global citizen. I'd love to travel to all different countries. I love all the different cultures. I love all the different religions. I love all the different lifestyles, and I want to embrace that. And so I had to set that intention. So, Sherry, thank you for that. Miriam, how about you? Any takeaways for today?
Yeah, I Ruth's statement about thinking about your ideal day, your ideal week, your ideal month really kind of struck a chord with me. And I'm trying to think about how you can do that while still remaining practical. Because obviously, an ideal day is like I'm sitting alone at home with a good book and a cup of coffee, and I don't have to go to work. And so it's just thinking about what your ideal day is and how that kind of works in conjunction with what's a practical way to live your life. And that's definitely something that I have to start thinking about more in depth about what I actually want to achieve and how I'm supposed to achieve that.
Miriam, I really appreciate that. When I first started talking about freestyle living, which is my overarching message for the world, is freestyle living, be careful what you wish for, because if you had total freedom and absolutely zero financial obligations, what would you do with your life? I mean, is just sitting reading a book going to be enough to fulfill you, or do you really need to have a purpose? So be careful what you ask for there, Miriam, I guess is my point. Because having your day reverse engineered, maybe you need to have a little bit of a thought about what is your actual purpose at the end of the day? You know, what do you want your life to really look like at the end of the day? So I appreciate that, though, because yes, there are days that I would love to just sit and read a book. Yes, I love that. Elise, how about you?
Definitely has to be going with Ruth and the ideal work week. I just sent her a message in the chat saying that, wow, today I was planning on using my CEO day to like really nail down that ideal week. I wanted to speak to Miriam about one of the things that has really helped me is I use two different Google calendars. So I'll have one that's just my ideal work week that I can turn on and I can see if my actual tasks are lining up with what I wanted to do, because I am not one who can just sit and read a book. Like, you either see me in one direction or the other. I'm always out doing something. So I tried to allow myself that grace to be in motion, but also line my schedule up to where I'm like, okay, well, I said I had three things I wanted to get done, and this is the block that I have to do it. Otherwise, if it's not getting done, it, you know, it gets moved to the next day. So
yeah,
definitely a great takeaway. Thank you.
Yeah, good job, Elise, because I think the realization is the first step, is realizing that we want to make a change. That's the first step. So yes, great, great observation. I appreciate your comments. William, how about you? Any big takeaways for today? You're on, there you go.
Yeah. So I also have to go through the rules about the ideal days. So yeah, that's it.
Thank you. Thank you. Ruth, you're the hit of the show so far.
Big influencer.
Oh, thank you. Debbie, how about you? Any takeaway? You're on mute.
Actually, what I really liked today was the fact that everyone had so much to offer. And I do like Ruth's your day, the week, and the month. You know, setting those goals for three things for one day at a time. That's all I can handle. I can't handle anything else. And if I can't handle three, I'll handle two. But
it's those nine grandchildren.
Boy, if that's not the case. But yeah, that's what I would do. Yes.
I love it. Mohammed, how about you? Any takeaway from today?
Thank you. So for today, it's been a wonderful experience to join you all, purposeful people doing amazing in their fields. And specifically, Mariam is helping people to see where to invest. She is the right person for me to connect with. And also, Debbie for the talk show, and all of you are welcome to Osama TV's talk show, where I have almost like I have reached so far 3 million plus people online globally in 43 countries, and all of you are welcome, and my team or me will reach out to you, and I will love to feature all of your businesses, services, and promote you in front of my audience, and wish you good luck. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And make sure your contact information is in the chat to everyone. Yes. And make sure you pick up Mohammed's contact. Yes. Thank you. Sally, how about you?
I like the idea, and I do practice this, of small, small, like the cookies. It doesn't have to be big, but you never know what's going to change somebody's life. And I have to include in this, because we talked about the referral group. If you see a post you like on Facebook, like it and share it.
Yes.
That's another way that might help somebody. I like your post. I like that. I like that picture. Make them feel better.
Yes, absolutely. For those of you that are on social media and you're trying to grow your business, you have to give first and get second. And so my point is, along with what Sally is saying, is promote other folks and they in turn will promote you. But you have to start with the giving process first. Okay? So that's a good rule of thumb. So Sally, thank you for reminding us of that. Sherry, are you still with us? Or no, Sherry's already shared. V, did you have anything that you have for a takeaway? And again, V was going to be listening, so she might be multitasking. I don't know. So we'll jump over and give V a chance to unmute if she wants to share. And Ruth, how about you? Any takeaway for today?
I think it was just being more aware of where we are giving back. Because when you first start talking about giving back, I thought, I don't give back, but yet I do.
Yes, you do. Look, all of us that know Ruth, we're like, yes, you do. V says nothing to add, but thanks. V, we're glad that you were with us as well. And Ruth, thank you so much. Yeah, it is the realization that we all do give back, even if it's just giving back to our families. That's huge. You know, I think all of it starts with our families. And then if we have the bandwidth, we can give, you know, we can cast our nets even wider and give to a larger group, to our communities, and then eventually we can give globally. So all of it makes a difference, no matter how small. So I want to encourage all of you to just be intentional with your giving and what it is that you're giving, and not be afraid to give. Don't hold on to anything out of scarcity. Think about everything in abundance because it's all there and you can't receive unless you give. You have to give first and then you'll receive second. So just keep that in mind that, the giving comes first. So anyway, I appreciate everyone being on board. Please visit kathybenner.com. Take a look at all of our different lanes that I'm in. You are welcome to join any of our calls. We do everything from an author's call to real estate to networking, to blogging, to build a better business. We talk about websites. We talk about sales funnels. We talk about all of that, depending on what the call is about that particular day. And you can tap into kathybenner.com. If you join the Academy at large, it's $25 a month to join the entire Academy. You can participate in all those calls, as many as you'd like. So I want to say thank you for everybody that was on today. The replay, I showed you where to find it at kathybenner.com. That is free. You do not need to join the Academy to listen to any of our free replays. You do have to sign up for a Teachable account because that's the platform I'm using, but you don't have to pay to be in the Academy and you can listen to all the free replays no matter what the lane. So feel free to tap in there to any of those resources. Thank you so much. Join us every Monday. We have a different topic each Monday. And this one is the fourth Monday of every month, is the networking and connecting. So we'll see everybody next time. Bye, everyone.